superstar of TV and radio. Here he is.
For the first time for the year, we have been waiting for this.
Yeah. Give us an L. Give us an E. Give us an A. Give us an M.
Give us an O.
Come on! Oh, this is exciting, guys. What a welcome. Bridge and Spider, I tell you, I have missed you guys. I have not left this studio since our last break in December last year.
You know what? I can finally take your photo out of my wallet now that we've reunited.
That lovely.
It is beautiful. what a break it's been, but I'm so glad we're back. You guys are glad to be back, yeah?
Yeah, I am.
It's good to get back into routine for your New Year's resolutions you're not going to keep, right?
Well, that is true. I broke mine roughly on the 2nd and 3rd of January is when all of mine went out of the window. Hey, I'll tell you what, though. I know you guys had a great break. On the break, I went to New Zealand,
ooh,
right? And who knew? New Zealand's awesome. I had no idea. My wife and I had never been there before. And we had the best time, but a funny thing happened flying over there. We got a cheeky upgrade, right?
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Qantas, yes.
Our very good friends.
Our very good friends at Qantas.
Good morning, all.
And I'll tell you what, nothing lights up the faces of other passengers like seeing a two-year-old in business class.
Oh.
You're familiar with what it's like travelling with kids, right?
Yeah.
We were in Wellington and we had to drive to Rotorua, which is a much longer drive than we thought it was going to be. It ended up taking us about 8 hours, right? We leave Wellington. We've got the little fella in the back seat, 20 minutes out of Wellington. I turn around. He starts crying in the back seat, which is weird for him. I think, what's going on? He projectile vomits.
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
So we have to get off a freeway. The first park I can find is out the front of a cemetery, which at the time I thought I wouldn't mind moving in here at the moment. Because and so my wife and I get out. We're cleaning up a litre of vomit with baby wipes.
Oh, boy.
Right. 10 minutes later, the little fella's fine. He couldn't care less.
No. Yeah.
We get back in the car and drive the next 7.5 hours with the smell.
Yes.
His vomit in the car. Don't. It was just a glorious road trip, guys.
Oh, boy.
But one of the highlights of the trip. So, Gaynor. Yes. The mother-in-law.
Morning, Gaynor.
Yep. Hello, Gaynor. So from the lifestyle resort in Arundel, her and her best mate, Cheryl, came and joined us for the second half of our trip.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Did my mum.
Oh,
yes.
Big party.
Yeah. Where they were, it was a very expensive babysitting option. That's what it was. And we were packing up. We stayed in a house on Waiheke Island for a week and we were packing it up when we had to leave. And I'll tell you what, it's that generation of people that will not waste a single thing. It was like there was a nuclear attack and we were moving into a bunker. They say, there are 3 crackers left in this packet. Who's going to pack those? Yeah, no, I'm not going to pack those. There's 1/4 of a bottle of wine here.
Yeah.
Who's going to put that in their bag? I think there was 1/2 a box of Sultana brand. Someone insisted they had to pack that. 1/2 a pack of chips somewhere. There was 1 bottle of Heineken. They go, Anthony, put this in your bag, please. And I thought, God, I could just imagine myself on an episode of Border Security as they're pulling out crackers, dip, wine. Hey, but it's good to be back, guys, for 2019. I'm looking forward to a massive year.
Great to have you back, Limo. Love it.